Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party Radio Show. I'm putting this clip on the program first, and then the volume is going to drop because I recorded at a low rate, and then the volume will come back up again. So if you all of a sudden think you've lost your hearing, you haven't. You just got to turn the volume up till the volume returns to normal. But I didn't want to erase what I had done. So if you can make it out, good. And if you can't, just write the network. I'm going to talk about communist stunts. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think it's a coincidence that the communists are staging stunts all across the globe? You have Pope Benedict being attacked for not doing his job as a cardinal, and somebody who was molested 40 years ago, I think it's 40 years ago, it could be 50 years ago, that's probably 40 years ago, is just coming out now, just at the height of a Lent. Right? Is that a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that Uday Pelosi, the Queen of Assyria, staged a second march on Selma, going into the halls of Congress to sign the new tax plan. Now, you call it a health plan, I call it a tax plan. And not only that, but they provoked the Tea Party people, or tried to provoke them, but it didn't work, right? And they tried to create a racial incident. With all the cameras that were there, nobody has a picture of anybody spitting on a black congressman or saying the N-word. Do you believe that it's also a stunt that the two excerpts taken from the voicemail of Stupak Iscariot, one was a woman and she said bad words, and the other was a Southerner. It had to be a Southerner. Do you think, you didn't recognize John Edwards on that second phone call? You didn't recognize that woman as John Kerry? Come on, these are all stunts. And you know what? If you buy it, you know what that tells you? You don't deserve to have a country because you're a schmuck. Are there people out there that mean things? Yeah. How about the people that label all Southerners as racists and bigots? How many states are singled out for punishment? How many people ridicule Germans for being Nazis? How long is that country going to be taken to task for the mistakes of the Democrats that took power and changed the name of the party to the Nazi Party? How many times are we going to? Why are we ridiculing Christ during this holy season? Why does the President of the United States reduce the affection that the American people have for Israel and take a dump on Netanyahu, who is a visiting guest? Do you know that if you go into an Arab town or an Arab village and you have the protection of the headman, they will not kill you if you're a guest. They never kill their guests. I often say they don't kill their best customer, but they have violated that rule. But here you've got the President of the United States who's hosting the Prime Minister of Israel, and he dumps on him. For what? Is that payback? Is he going back to Saudi Arabia to bow to his master and get a Mr. T starter kit? Yeah. You lost your country, and they're rubbing it in. And that Selma March Part 2 was the... I'm telling you, if I was black, I would be insulted by that. I would say... Like that black businessman said to what's her name? The congresswoman who votes to burn the flag and kill kids from California. Barbara something or other. He said, lady, I came here to talk business, not to talk race. You're not playing the race card on me, are you? Yeah, so let me open the show up and we'll chat. But I just wanted to let you know, this is a communist tactic. It's called a stunt. They do it. They infiltrate groups that protest with good intentions, and they make them look bad. That's a stunt. And that's how they take over unions. That's how they take over the schools. That's how they take over the House and the Senate. And I hear Mark Levin tonight. He's talking about an organization that's starting a movement to recall congressmen. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. And I think the name of it is recallcongress.org. I'm going to check it out later, and the next time we talk, I'll have an answer for you. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. I hope you get a few chuckles tonight, and I hope you get your eyes opened before somebody comes and closes them and puts pennies on them. I got to tell you this one real quick. A couple of the tunes you're going to hear tonight are tunes that I put on a CD for my doctor. My doctor is a skilled surgeon, okay? You couldn't find a better skilled surgeon than this guy. And I happened to visit him on the 16th of March, and he plays his own music. He has his own piped-in music. He says he has a brother that's a dentist, and he hates it when he goes over there because he plays that dental music. And he likes opera. He likes classical music. He loves Italian music, and he loves a little bit of jazzy music. So I did a CD for him, and I mailed it to him. And a couple of the tunes that you'll hear tonight are on there. But because it was March the 16th, he said to me, well, you know what? Everything seems to be okay. You can have two beers tomorrow. And I said to him, tomorrow there'll be a beer shortage. So in making up this CD, I put about 20 numbers on there. I put on, you'll hear it, Mambo Number 5 by Prez Prado, Sway by Rosemary Clooney. You won't hear that one, but that's on there. I put on a combo Spanish and Arabic song called Salama, Peace Al Final, which is Peace at Last. And they sing it in Spanish and in Arabic, where everybody's praying for peace. And they say, Salam Aleikum, Alleluia, Alleluia. And it's a very catchy tune. It's very nice. I put a French tune on there by Chanteuse that I think you'll really like. And then I put an old Mario Lanza song, Core Ingrato, which I know is just going to make his socks roll up and down. But the last tune I put on there, because of his comment about you can have two beers tomorrow, is an Irish song called A Pub With No Beer. And the last verse is, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has come home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen. She says, you're early, me dear. And he breaks down and he cries that the pub has no beer. So, very good. So let me give you the show. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. I'm putting this clip on the program first, and then the volume is going to drop because I recorded at a low rate, and then the volume will come back up again. So if you all of a sudden think you've lost your hearing, you haven't. You just got to turn the volume up till the volume returns to normal. But I didn't want to erase what I had done, so if you can make it out, good. If you can't, just write the network. I'm going to talk. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. I'm putting this clip on the program first, and then.
Hi, you com. Oh, it's getting really royal out there. I've never seen so many communists. If this was Custer's last stand, the saying would be, I never saw so many communists. They're announcing that the FBI is looking into death threats against congressmen who voted for this new tax bill. You call it a health plan, but I call it a tax bill. And I said to myself, don't worry if you're getting death threats, because that's not the real crisis. When you don't get threats, that's when you're going to have to worry, because they're coming, and they're not telling you they're coming. I got to mention a couple of things. One, they're resurrecting the pedophile priest scandal as part of a worldwide communist assault on the Catholic Church. And how clever they are. After they used the Boston glob to go to cemeteries and take rubbings off of the tombstones of dead priests so that they could be charged first with pedophilia. Now the communists are going, they're attacking, they're resurrecting the purge where it all began in Ireland. That's where it first began, by the way. That's when then it came to the United States. The Boston Globe picked up the communist victory in Ireland and carried it into Boston. Not that they weren't pedophile priests. Okay, and not that it isn't a problem, and not that it wasn't a cover-up, but let's face it. Let's face it. Go into any industry and tell me there's no pedophiles. Go into any public school and tell me there's no pedophiles. Go into any Boy Scout troop and tell me there's no pedophiles. Pedophiles will go where there's children. Okay? You know what Jesus says about pedophiles? They are the prime candidate for a millstone. What would Jesus do? He would put a millstone around their neck and throw them into the sea, like he said. And what is he going to do to the house of the Senate? He's going to make a whip and he's going to cast out all the money changers. But there's a resurrection coming, in case you didn't know. And that's a good thing. So, what they're doing is they're going after a German pope. So now they've launched their pedophile priest inquisition in Ireland, and they've gone to Holland, and now they're going into Germany because they want to try this pope into a cover-up. That's what they're shooting for. And it's your communist party, your international communist party at work. And just remember, if they catch, you know what they say, if you see one rat, there's a million. Well, if you catch one pedophile priest, there's at least a million pedophiles roaming the world seeking the lost souls. And the homosexuals are trying to distance themselves from the pedophiles. But that can't be done. That can't be done. How sad. I said that this is the biggest crisis in America today. It's not the fact that the MTA is going to... Are you ready for this? They're going to raise all your transportation costs. And of course, the typical Democrat cry on the taxpayer is going to suffer and be threatened. And they threaten... they only threaten three vocations. The teachers, cops, and firemen. That's the only ones that are sucking the money out of the treasury coffers. Not these little leeches that they send around to bug businessmen. Not the meter maids. No. Not the revenuers. No. They're going to get the people that save people and educate people. They're not going to get those little law passers in the city council. Right? Couldn't get rid of a few city council members? Maybe only have one. The one in the city council? Yeah. You want to see who to get rid of? Go into 26 Federal Plaza and wait for the elevator to open. And and just say you and you that are coming off the elevator with coffee cups in their hand. And you'd be sick. But don't worry about it, because the president is going to create jobs. As a matter of fact, he's created 16,500 new IRS jobs. And you know what that means? There's somebody else that you're going to have to pay for, who's going to hurt you. It is really sad. And the saddest part, I feel sorry for smokers, because they're raising the tax on smokers. This is how they're going to pay. The government, one day, will be down to one guy that's smoking. One guy left will be smoking, and he'll be paying the tax. His tax will be $3 trillion on a pack of cigarettes. Oh, what a joke. Oh, I goofed.
I didn't have my headphones on, so it might be a little low. You might have to turn the volume up on the beginning of the show. But I'm going to run with it. Let me open up with a tune, and then when I come back, we'll chat some more. Okay? And the congressmen were walking up the stairs to go pass the vote on this bill, and one black congressman was going up the stairs, and they say somebody spit on him and called him the N-word, and they always try and find Tea Party members that say the N-word. You don't think that there's a possibility that the communists plant their own stooges in there to create that illusion, do you? Do you really believe that those people that are spitting on a black congressman and calling him the N-word, do you believe they're Tea Party members, or are they communist plants? You know how that works, right? That's a smart move, isn't it? It's a very clever move, how to discredit 100 innocent people by planting one bad guy who pretends to be one of them. Think about it. And why did that Congress not go through the usual pathways to get to the hall instead of coming out in the open like it was a march on Selma? Why did they do that? Was that to provoke the crowd? You wonder, huh? Why, you don't think they're that clever? Where you been? Could you believe that Hillary Clinton has denounced Israel. How's that? And there she was when she was running for the Senate. She was with Hasidim upstate New York, giving them pardons. Yeah. And now she spits on them. She spits on them for the PLO. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? How secure do you feel knowing that your communist Congress can turn on a dime? Bartender, play me a Jewish drinking song. Play me Hava Tequila. Isn't it ironic, and this Sunday coming up is Palm Sunday, and Easter is just around the corner, and the pedophile priest scandal is coming up just at the beginning of Lent? Huh? What does that tell you? How many people are being crucified? How many Christians are being crucified by the communists today? Why do they want to shatter your dreams? Why do they want to destroy your ability to make a living? Why do they want to put you in a pool, in the communist pool? No one better than anybody else, except them on the top. Never forget, communism is big business, and the guys on the board of directors always make out like bandits. They have their own stock dividends. They have their own dachas on the Black Sea. It's always the little fish. They get eaten by the big fish. beware of this communist movement because it's going to destroy the last bastion of freedom in the world. When we go down, the world goes down. And Obama is seeding. He's a regular commie Appleseed. Remember Johnny Appleseed? He went through the United States planting apples, apple trees. Well, this is Obama. Oh, he's commie Appleseed. He's planting the seeds of communism all over. They already have taught your children to hate their parents. They've already taught your children to hate their God. They've already taught your children to hate their country. What's left to hate? Why do you spend $40,000 to send a daughter to college and see her on spring break working for beads? Didn't you expect her to produce a little more income? Sad. It's really sad. You see, they caught two guys who murdered five boys back in 1978. And you see what the reason for the murder was? Marijuana. The boys stole the stash of the two older guys. And I didn't get the whole story, but I heard it. It's only hearsay, but I heard they burned the five kids to death, okay, for weed. Now, everybody will go around and tell you that the weed is harmless. There's no such thing as a harmless drug. Every drug has side effects. The only one you're safe with is aspirin, and that causes ulcers. Every drug has side effects. Never forget that. And the last thing this country needs is one more pothead. Pot's a three-letter word. Potheads are turned into S-heads. That's a four-letter word. Also ends in T. I look in on Don Imus from time to time to see if I'm going to be scandalized. Sometimes he reminds me of Howard Stern in a cowboy hat. But I got to say one thing for Imus. Imus fights to save kids, unlike the Party of Death, who, when they were all glad-handing each other the other day, I thought they were opening up another abortion clinic. I thought it was grand opening. Imus fights to save kids. And that's going to be his ticket into heaven. Even if he's faking it, God's going to forgive him. He's running a little contest, you know, you give your five favorite songs. So he has a guy on his show named Bernie. I think his last name is McGurk. I could be wrong. He shaves his head. And he shaved off his Hare Krishna ponytail. So Imus likes, he picks people and he asks them their five favorite songs. So, being it was a cowboy motif, I thought I would write a song. There was a song called Elvis and Marilyn. I don't know if you ever heard it or not. But the guy sang it. It was a very nice song. It was a little bit of a tribute, and a sad tribute to Elvis and Marilyn. And so I took the tune, and I took the tune, almost took the same tune, and I almost took the same words. I just restructured it a little bit, and so I thought that perhaps that I would write a love song. For a western on the lines of Brokeback Mountain. So in this scene that I wrote the song for, two cowboys, they're celibate, and they're out of work, and they've been living the life of tramps. you know, hitching on the trains and drifting. They were like drifters. And they're hobo sexuals. So, but they're celibate homosexuals. So, here's the song, and that they're going to use in this new movie that's coming out. And it goes something like this. It's about two cowboys named Bernie and Imus. Bernie and Imus never fell in love. Bernie and Imus never saw the stars above. Imus wore chaps and a cowgirl hat, and Bernie wore only a rubber glove. Bernie and Imus, they never fell in love. Thank you. in the Passion of Christ, there is a scene where the crowd pummels Jesus, and as they strike him from all sides, they chant, "Tell us who struck you," mocking his claim to be the Son of God. That he can, if you can foresee the future, tell us who struck you. And they take shots at him. And that's one of the most frustrating things that I see today, when you see a lieutenant like Behenna, who's rotting in a prison, in a communist cell, okay, put there by people who worked behind the scenes to put him there, and we don't know who they are. It is like that crowd that strikes Jesus and says, "Tell us who struck you." And Behenna should be able to face all his accusers and everybody who handled his betrayal. I don't want to see a decision made by a judge and not know what that judge had for dinner last night. I want to know everything about that judge. I want to know everything that went into his decision from the day he was born to the day he made that decision. When Lieutenant Behenna was betrayed in the Pentagon by all of these generals who wear more goddamn medals than colonels in the Soviet Union, have you seen all these guys walking around with all these medals on? They all look like they were they were Cossacks. Ribbons is the way to go. Wear the ribbon. We all know the symbol of the ribbon. We know what the ribbon colors mean. We don't need to see you with a big can of Brasso. And you're safer with ribbons if you fall overboard. They will inflate. If you fall overboard with medals, you're going to the bottom. I have never seen so many medals on these guys. They look like a walking paella. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I haven't seen that many medals since they were decorating heroes of the Soviet Union. I don't need to see all that brass. Probably the brass is made in China. How sad. I want to know who put Behenna in prison. I want to know who attacked the three Navy SEALs. I want to know everybody that was involved in the crucifixion of Colonel Cesani and his family. I want to know who sold out Ramos and Campion besides President Bush. And speaking of President Bush as selling out Ramos and Campion, never forget that Jeb Bush was governor when the Democrats went in on Easter week and dragged a Cuban kid back to Havana. And that's when your country got sold out big time. Democrats have been working as a team forever. And like I tell you, anytime you see them high-fiving, you know another abortion clinic just had a grand opening. They are all murderers and flag burners. Very few are not. And Stupak has sold out at the Catholic Church. He shouldn't be allowed in one. I would rather see Chuck Schumer in St. Patrick's Cathedral. On the way out. And Stupak not being allowed in. And it's time these bishops all stop wearing medals too. And started to take care of the flock and bring the flock. And preach to the flock instead of worrying about your 501c that the ACLU is going to take away from you anyway. Yeah, if you go into any church when nobody's looking, you'll find an ACLU lawyer writing down the serial numbers of the ciboriums and the monstrances and the statues. They put little marks on them so they can identify them at the auction. Yeah, they're bringing down your God, they're bringing down your country, and then they're going to leave us in darkness. I dedicate the next tune to General Curtis LeMay. Oh, by the way, I'm not watching the Pacific. None of it. And I'll tell you why. Because a Savage called for a boycott of it, and Tom Hanks labeled all Marines racists. Okay? So, that was the kiss of death. That was the kiss of death for the Pacific. I won't watch it. I know it's good. I know it's great. And I'm going to be proud to be an American. But the people that are making money off of it hate this country. They hate God and they hate country. And I can't feed them. When they put that spoon in their mouth, it's not because I went to see their show. And you'll never see a movie entitled Saving Private Spielberg. So I dedicate this next tune to Curtis LeMay, who the communists tried to take down as a madman. Yeah, he was mad about this country, and he was mad about protecting it. And here's something all you communists should know. That peace symbol is really a B-52, a bomber. That's where it came from. It's a B-52 bomber, baby. Peace. B-52 style. So, for Curtis LeMay, I'm going to play a tune that never would have happened on his watch. This tune never would have happened on his watch, but the Star Spangled Banner at the end of this tune would always play. Every day. Well, they used to say about Curtis LeMay that his famous quotation was, "We'll bomb him back to the Stone Age." But let me tell you something. On September the 11th, 2001, 19 Muslims bombed us back to 1931. Don't you feel ashamed when you see the Empire State Building, that we have to go back to the greatest generation to see a building that's still standing, that reminds us of our country? We can't even put back what the Muslims took down.
A gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard a guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
Looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the
World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight?
Was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Hey, did Bush win the war in Iraq? Oh, is he going to get credit for a win? Did the surge work? Would you like me to play Harry Reid saying the war was lost? And that's who you decided to keep? You threw away a winner and you kept a loser? And now you want to know why one day you're going to have to look for another country? You think about it. Is anybody saying that Bush won the war in Iraq? Did Bush win the war in Iraq? Did we win in Iraq? What was the price? 4,500 Americans killed? How many wounded? 100,000? And now they're going to get the Veterans Hospital shuffle? Couldn't the students give up their lunch money all throughout the land and donate it to the families of wounded GIs? Instead of waiting for Obama to give him a tuition handout. How about the students on that won't allow ROTC on the campus? Shouldn't they have to plant flowers at grave sites? Shouldn't they have to go to Mount Soledad and polish the cross? Yeah. So Bush won in Iraq, didn't he, huh? They're having elections. Every day they get a little closer to freedom. And they're not too happy with the Sharia law. They want a more democracy. How's that, huh? We're going to get credit for that? You know, Bush could have got credit for a double. He could have gotten Iran, too. The big question tonight is, are they voting for an Iranian regime, or are they voting for an Iranian people? Will Obama pay tribute to the Iranian regime, or will he pay tribute to the Iranian people? Is he going to tell them they have to take it and lump it? Did he buy a condo in Jerusalem? Yeah. Netanyahu is the only diplomat with culiones. He's the only one. He stands alone. He's the farmer in the Dell of Israel. And all you Democrats that voted for Obama, you also voted against Israel. You don't know it yet, but you'll get the news late. You'll get the news very late. And all Obama is doing is making Al-Qaeda stronger, and he's making the PLO more determined than ever to kill Israelis. And you voted for him. And so did my liberal friends, and they all voted for him. And now they're having second thoughts. Well, let me tell you something. It only takes a second to cut a throat. And you're letting all these people in to hurt us. And now Obama is going to give our nuclear secrets to the Russians in the tradition of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. Yeah, he's going to give away our nuclear capability for self-defense. He's going to open up his shirt and say, "Don't plunge the knife in me, plunge it in America. I'm one of you." And while we're all watching healthcare to see who's going to get pretzels at the doctor's office, Obama is selling out the country to the Soviet Union. He's already sold out Czechoslovakia and Poland. He has done more than Chamberlain. He's seen Chamberlain, and he's raised him Israel. Fantastic, isn't it? And all his czars are in place, and now he's going to put 16,500 Gestapo agents out in the field to audit your books. And in order to pay for those Gestapo agents, that means they have to find something when they audit your books. Isn't it wonderful? What a super powerful industry the United States is. Aren't we the top of the world, Ma? Fantastic. We're all going to be clerks somewhere. I just had Jimmy from Brooklyn on the phone, and he was talking about a communist tactic called stunts. You know what stunts is? Stunts is when the communists infiltrate a rally that has been created and is working for a good purpose, and what they do is they create an incident inside the rally which gives the public the general impression that the entire rally is a right-wing terrorist. And that's what they did to that black congressman going up the stairs. Those were stuntmen in the audience. They were Democrats and communists, which today is now the same, one and the same. The word liberal and progressive and no longer apply in America, the former USA. When the wall came down in Berlin, the wall came down in America, and everybody came in to claim the social security numbers of the 1.4 million babies that we murder every year, calling it Planned Parenthood. Yeah, that's right. This is Planned Parenthood. Sieg Heil! Glenn Beck is fantastic. He's giving the country an education on communism. Keep it up, Glenn. Don't stop, baby. You're on a roll. You're on a Kaiser roll.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome, who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. A nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. And from that time, through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head.
freedom mark and service high and holy would be profaned by feelings dark and passions vain or lowly. For freedom comes from God's right hand and needs a godly train, and righteous men must make our land a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland long have province be a nation once again.
So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to that bidding. The spirit of a selfish plan would grow a passion bidding. For thus I hope someday to wait. Oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland on a province be a nation once again. A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland on a province be a nation once again.
Look home ward angel, tell me what you see. Do the folks I used to know remember me? Look home ward angel, find my lady fair. Does she dream about the love we used to share? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? Must know, do her empty arms still yearn for me alone? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? So